Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
We find our guests in some of the most interesting places. With us in studio from Vintage Cooperatives is Tyler Common and Shauna Schmall, and we're going to be talking about something called Vintage Cooperatives. But how did we find them? Well, Vintage Cooperatives took the time to do some direct mail not very long ago, and guess whose office one of those direct mail pieces landed in? So we got that, and we said, hey, called up Tyler and said, would you like to come in and tell us about what the heck this Vintage Cooperative is? And he said, sure. So he and Shauna are with us. Welcome to the NewsHour, guys. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what is Vintage Cooperatives. Who wants to take that one?
Sure, Shauna does. Sure, I can start. Yeah. Basically, Vintage Cooperatives is a new concept in senior living that's here in the central Iowa area. Originated in the Midwest. We have over 110 co-ops in the upper Midwest, and this concept is growing into Iowa. So it's a fairly new concept to the Iowa area.
Now, when you say co-op, that's the first click to many people that says, okay, wait a minute, this is just a little different than perhaps what we've heard. You know, most times we're talking about senior living facilities, or we're talking about assisted living facilities, or we're talking about nursing facilities. But cooperative, that's something new. Tyler, what does that mean?
Yeah, a cooperative, obviously, and it's a kind of a Midwestern-based concept, and that's probably why it's a key word for you as well. We kind of liken it to the grain co-ops or the dairy co-ops of the past,
sure.
Where maybe you've got a small-time farmer who wants to weigh his grain on the big scale, and he needed all the farmers of the area to kind of join in, and then they all get the benefits from that. So it's a model such as that for the seniors.
Okay, so this is a living opportunity for people that would like to come in and live in a group environment. Would that be correct?
Correct.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the floor plan. What does this look like? Draw a picture for us.
Yeah. What we do is construct a three-story building. All of them have underground heated parking garages.
Oh, nice.
So there are common spaces as well. So it's community living in this aspect that there are some shared spaces, such as great rooms, fitness center, and club rooms. But then they all have their individual homes to go to, and they range from anywhere from 1,000 square foot, one bedroom, one bath with den, all the way up to our largest units, which are about 1,800 square feet, three bedroom, two bath. So some very, very nice big homes. In the middle there are some nice two bedroom, two bath den options.
Got it. All right. So, and you say you've a number of these here in the Midwest already. Is that right, Shauna?
Yes. We have established basically five cooperatives in the central Iowa area. And basically, it's a shared ownership. People buy a share in the co-op, and then they get a return on investment when they sell. And there's a really unique form of community that gets developed. The members own the cooperative together. They get some nice tax deductions and a nice return on investment when it comes time to resell.
This is radically different than just renting a place.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so you get a little bit back. Now, when and just because it's a business transaction and this is a cooperative, in a traditional cooperative, grain or livestock, or I mean in milk, what happens is the owners of that cooperative, there are investments and the things going on, and then if there's a shared dividend at the year, is that something that happens? I mean, is there money coming back on a yearly basis that could go back to the owners of this co-op?
Technically, possibly, but in a senior housing cooperative, basically they operate not for profit. So their goal is to, you know, operate zero to zero at the end of the year. Mm. If there is proceeds, then yes, they usually put those funds into reserves,
sure,
to benefit the group versus doing a patronage refund back to the member.
Understand. All right. We're talking about Vintage Cooperative, and you folks have opened up a place here in town?
Yes, we have two established co-ops, one in Indianola and Ankeny. Actually, our third just opened in Beaverdale, Des Moines. And we have three proposed projects now, a second one in Ankeny and West Des Moines and Johnson.
Get out of here. You guys are on fire.
Yeah, I feel like it's just doubled in the last year. So it's very exciting, and we've got a lot of events upcoming and coming forward this
week.
And
you have to go where the people are. And clearly, as we take a look at the aging population here in Iowa, which, by the way, I don't know if folks realize this, Iowa's in one of the top five states for old in the nation. And so we have more people over the age of 85 in this per capita than what, you know, 48 other states or 47 other states do. And so it's quite unique and also very interesting. But it does lend great opportunity to folks like you. Who is your primary target? Shauna, who would you encourage to find out more about?
Yeah, those that are looking for kind of an independent ownership model, maybe somebody who might be looking at a townhome, condo, co-op as a third alternative. Average age maybe is 72, but we get people as young as 55 and as old as 90. So it's really about lifestyle versus chronological age.
Chronological age, as we've all learned a long time ago, means nada. You know, it's all about what's in between the ears that really focuses on those things. What type of amenities come along with this, Tyler?
Yeah, so along with your own unit, like I spoke about the square footage, you come within your own garage stall in the underground heated parking stall.
I like that. That's good.
We do have a car wash bay down there as well, and a workshop for the gentlemen or ladies to still do those kind of tinkering things in the garage. A full fitness center with all the ergonomical equipment, a club room with usually a pool table, and then also a great room for just gathering for whether it be
birthday parties, anniversaries.
Potlucks. Exactly.
Also, while you're away vacation service, so a lot of our members like to shut the door and go south, and they don't have to worry about their homes being unattended when they're gone.
Now, they do all their own cooking. Would that be correct?
Yes, very independent.
Okay, so this is full kitchen opportunities as well. Forgive me for asking, but is the difference convenience between living in a townhouse availability or an apartment availability? Well, the other thing is that you get your money back, or a portion of your money back, proceeds. But is how different is this from a townhouse living then?
Yeah, I would say the biggest things would be the community lifestyle, which everybody enjoys. And we actually maintain the inside and the outside of the unit, so it truly is that maintenance-free.
So you have housekeeping services as well?
There are some the exterior community housekeeping, but then we do maintain all of the appliances inside the unit, so they can truly leave it and forget about it.
And also the upfront costs. In a cooperative, you purchase in at half the value. So it's very affordable. It actually frees up the equity
Explain
from the sale
that to
of
me.
Your... Yeah.
So let's give me some numbers so we can figure out what we're talking about.
Sure. Again, you purchase in at half the value. So our values might be between 170 over to 300, but you're buying in between 100 and maybe 160 to 170. So nice, affordable upfront costs, and then there's a monthly fee that goes toward a master mortgage on the building, and that's where the members get to deduct interest and property taxes off their shared interest in the co-op.
So it is because I don't know what else to say, it's a buy-in, so to speak, into the cooperative.
It's an ownership model.
Purchase. So you purchase into the ownership, and then you have a monthly maintenance fee like you would in any other type of communal living arrangement.
Yeah, it includes quite a bit more than any type of an association. There's a lot included.
Like utilities?
Utilities, cable, internet, garbage removal, pretty much everything except phone and electricity.
Yeah, so that you can kind of just go when you want to.
Yeah, very simple.
Excellent stuff. Because you're building more here in the Des Moines Metro, and this is apparently wildly popular because you're growing at a fast pace. What is a projection for something like this? I mean, as you look down the road, you're in Des Moines and the Des Moines Metro. Are you in other places here in Iowa as well?
Yeah, we have a project in Coralville, Iowa that we have only two homes left, and it's opening in the spring, and we're launching another project in Iowa City as well. But yes, we're definitely planning to grow this concept in central Iowa here in the Des Moines Metro.
Excellent. What about occupancy? How long has it been between opening and 100% occupancy? How long does that go for you guys about?
Usually the model is we're currently on our first three buildings have been sold out before we open. And that's kind of the concept because people come in and can actually pick the finishes in their home. Right. So they get to pick countertops, cabinets. So there is a growing interest
that
way. This
is just like, you know, buying and building your own place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice.
Exactly.
How do you market this? I mean, how do people find out, other than being on this broadcast, how do people find out about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, we do direct mail, and we're also in the Des Moines Register and the local papers. In each community, we make sure to get to the local communities and then join the chamber and network that way.
Sure. And you've had some open houses or some informational meetings as well.
Yeah, we choose to take a very an educational approach. So we host informational meetings
monthly. Oh,
sure.
There's lots of questions.
Yep.
You're going to play around with my money. I want to know what's going on, right?
Yeah. So we invite people in just to come and learn about the concept and educate themselves. We also have a Facebook page, and we have a lot of people who engage in that way as well.
What about family members? I mean, if you're appealing to individuals anywhere from 55 to 90, there are family members that are involved in some of these decision makings as well. I suspect that you would encourage them to call or at least come by and ask questions?
Yeah, most definitely. Yep.
Because if you're playing around with my inheritance, you know, I want to know what's going on, you know, what's happening with this. How old is the company?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing the cooperatives for the last 7 years. But before then, we were doing development of market rate rent facilities.
Okay.
So we have been in the development for quite some time.
About 12 years now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Who owns the company?
Jeff Ewing is our founder.
Yeah.
We're an Iowa-based company out of Pella. And, yep, we have a real passion for what we're doing in creating living environments for seniors where they can age in place and just enjoy life together.
What's this guy by the name of Ewing doing in Pella, for crying out loud? If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. Come on, what are we doing here? So, congratulations. This sounds like a fun time and really a worthwhile experience. And getting to work with some of the seniors in this market or in any market is a real joy. So congratulations. You guys seem to be really into this, and we appreciate you coming by and talking about it
a little bit.
Thank
you for the opportunity. We appreciate it, too.
All right. Open house. When is
that? Yeah, we do have an open house tomorrow at our newest cooperative in Beaverdale. It's from 1 to 3 over at 3001 Beaver Avenue. So
3001 Beaver Avenue open house. And by the way, we will have links to all of their websites so you can find out exactly what's going on. That will be up on the radio blog as well. We have been visiting with Tyler Kalman and Shauna Schmall about vintage cooperatives, something, well, relatively new here in the Des Moines metro and something that's growing at a very, very fast pace, not only here but throughout the Midwest. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about this. Sounds like a great opportunity. We'll have to stop by and take a peek and see what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening. All right, we've got to go. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means Tyler says we have got to get out of here. From all of us from the Business News Hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us today. We heard about that major development in real estate from Lance Hansen, one of the new four owners of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, and we also have been talking about vintage cooperatives this half hour. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at about 5:05 with the business news of the nation, region, and the Des Moines business area. Also, we'll be doing the markets for you as well and some great long-form interviews. For all of us associated with Inside On Business, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside On Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.